USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The feds are trying to sort out a traffic nightmare in Virginia. Thousands of travelers have been stuck on Interstate 95 since yesterday when a powerful winter storm slammed the area. A busy stretch of freeway is still closed through the Fredericksburg area south of Washington, D.C., with no word on when it will reopen. Some traffic is starting to move just north of Fredericksburg, although very slowly. The federal government is expected to resume oil and gas leasing on federal lands in both North Dakota and Montana. The Bismarck Tribune saying the Federal Bureau of Land Management is planning a lease sale in the first quarter of this year with over 6,800 federally owned mineral acres available in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindelvey and veteran CEO of MyPillow wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The Remain in Mexico policy is back and running.
The Biden administration brought 36 migrants back to the United States for court hearings on Monday under the reimposed Remain in Mexico program and expanded its enforcement of that program into San Diego, California. Candidate Joe Biden from a year ago.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America that anybody seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to end the program that blocks illegal immigration. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The nation's airports still trying to dig out from an avalanche of flight delays and cancellations. So far today, there have been more than 3,500 flights that haven't taken off on time or at all. This comes as the East Coast was hammered by a winter snowstorm on Monday, and that's where today's trouble spots are located. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some lawmakers are hopeful 2022 will nail down reform in big tech. Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck agreed and says that social media companies are playing a dangerous game. Buck, one of the few lawmakers who is not on social media, and says we all need to boycott Facebook, Twitter, Google, and the like.
I don't think just other members of Congress. I think other conservatives, other Republicans, other people in this country who have a conscience should refuse to deal with Facebook. Facebook is a company that has knowingly recognized the ill effects of its product on young teenage girls and their self-image, and seen increased suicides and this body shaming is going on. They have recognized that their social media app is used for bad purposes by human traffickers and drug dealers. And if we continue to use products like Amazon, like Facebook, like Apple, then we're part of the problem. And so I don't want to be part of the problem. There are times when I don't have a choice, but whenever I have a choice, I try to make sure that I act in a way that is clear that there have to be alternatives. There has to be competition in the marketplace.
Buck speaking there on Fox News. More news on USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.